right. Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to Coffee and Devotions. This is where every day you and I, we get together, we have a little bit of coffee, we get into God's Word, and we grow in our love for the Lord together. And this year, 2023, we'll make it from Genesis through...
Exodus.
Oh, no, we're almost done. Leviticus, that's right. Now we have some coffee, we'll pray, and we'll jump into God's Word. How's your coffee? It's not coffee. Okay, let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for this day. Thank you for the blessing of being able to read your word. Father, we pray that you would please help us to understand it this morning. Please, Lord, work in our hearts. Let us love you and follow you. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, here we go. Exodus chapter 34. And we're going to read verses 29 through 35. You guys ready? Now it was so, when Moses came down from Mount Sinai, and the two tablets of the testimony were in Moses' hand, when he came down from the mountain, that Moses did not know that the skin of his face shone as he talked with him. So when Aaron and all the children of Israel saw Moses, behold, the skin of his face shone, and they were afraid to come near. Then Moses called to them, and Aaron and all the rulers of the congregation returned to him, and Moses talked with them. Afterward, all the children of Israel came near, and he gave them as commandments all that the Lord had spoken with him on Mount Sinai. And when Moses had finished speaking with them, he put a veil on his face. But whenever Moses went in before the Lord to speak with him, he would take the veil off, until he came out. And he would come out and speak to the children of Israel whatever he had been commanded. And whenever the children of Israel saw the face of Moses, that the skin of Moses' face shone, then Moses would put a veil on his face again until he went in to speak with him. Well, what do you guys think this passage is about? Moses has gone up to be with the Lord on the mount. He's renewed the covenant. God gave him the Ten Commandments. He comes down, and what did he not realize?
He's got the glory of God radiant.
He's got the glory of God radiant on his face. There's his face shining.
And the scab.
They don't know about LED lights.
I don't think they had LED lights back then. Right, but his face is shining. How is Moses' face shining?
Because
that's what I'm saying. They don't have like glow sticks or anything. Like normally stuff doesn't just shine.
Yeah, normally stuff doesn't just glow, right? But somehow, why is Moses' face shining?
Because the glory of the Lord was upon him.
Because the glory of the Lord was upon him? You guys agree with that?
Yep.
Yeah, how would you feel if after a daddy got done praying at church, all of a sudden my face was glowing?
You must have put LED lights up.
I must have put LED lights up there?
Under your shirt.
Under my shirt. Well, how did Aaron and the people respond to this?
They're scared.
Yeah, they're scared. So what does Moses do?
Puts a veil
over his face. But when he goes into the tabernacle, what does he do? Or the tent of meeting?
He takes it off.
Right? So, here's the question. Moses is the mediator. God is God. Who's our mediator now?
Jesus.
Does Jesus have a veiled face for us?
No.
No, actually, it says that in the new heavens, guess what? We're going to go there, and there won't be any need for a sun or a moon. Do you want to know why?
Because you'll be glowing.
Yeah, because the light of the Lamb will be our light. The radiance of the glory of Jesus will be so bright that it will be brighter than the sun. Do you remember what happened when Paul came face to face with Jesus on the road to Damascus?
He's a balance.
He couldn't see at all. He was blinded for days. And do you know what came from the light? The voice of Jesus. Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me and kicking against the goats? Who do you think Paul saw, or Saul saw when he was on that road?
Jesus.
He saw the glory of Jesus, that's right. Well, what do you guys think? How, if mom came home and she said, well, that's neat that Moses' face shone and the people were scared, but what do you think that means for your life? What would you say to mom?
That we don't have to be scared.
That we don't have to be scared? Okay. Scared of who?
Scared of the Lord.
Scared of the Lord? Okay, what do you think, Bubba?
Yeah, what Daniel said.
What Daniel said, we don't have to be scared of the Lord? Okay, Deborah, what about you?
That if we believe in him, we could appear like anything, like even like our face was lit up with LED lights.
So you think if you go before God, you could be anything you want, like you turn into a zebra?
Well, no. Maybe not.
No, maybe not that. But do you think that we should shine like stars in the sky?
Yeah.
Yeah, we, even now. People should see us and see that light of Jesus that radiates in our hearts. All right, you guys ready to pray?
Yep.
All right. Lord, we thank you so much for this day. We thank you that you are kind and merciful and generous, even though the people made that golden calf and broke the covenant. Lord, you didn't finish the story there. And you didn't finish it with the Israelites at all, but you sent us your Son, Jesus Christ, who is our light, the light of the world. Father, we pray that you would please let us live our lives in the light of Jesus' light. Father, we pray that we would follow after you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, may bye. God,
bye. May God bless you. May you live your life in the light of Jesus' glory. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
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 Thanks for listening to this week's message from God's Word for You, a ministry of Sharon R.P. Church in rural Southeast Iowa. We pray that the message would be used by God to transform your faith and your life this week. If you'd like to get more information about us, feel free to go to the website, SharonRPC.org. We'd love to invite you to worship with us. Our worship time is 10 a.m. every Sunday at 25204 160th Avenue, Morning Sun, Iowa, 52640. May God richly bless you this week.